Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
This is Dub Knight. This morning I went to the post office to put some stamps on the envelope because I was going to take it somewhere. And as I was walking, I saw, you know, I told you in previous podcasts about people were gossiping real loud. You can hear it. It's like so crazy, crazy people outside coming outside at me saying, oh, they press my buttons saying, oh, they call and talk to the law school. Oh, I'm not going to law school anymore. I'm going to take the outside. You know, they peeped in my home. They said they can see me listen inside my home talking. They can see me in the bathroom. They can see me in my home doing all kinds of things, which is nonsense, insanity, because we all know that that is illegal, that is wrong, that is a crime if they have, because invasion of privacy, being a peeping Tom, is not only sick, but also a criminal act is wrong, and I would never allow that. But when I hear these crazy people, or that's how I call them, they got to be nuts to say that, to say something like that, to press my buttons, because for them to say it is sick. If they are doing it, it's sick. I don't want to keep mentioning it because, you know, as I said in previous podcasts, the police, smart team need to get involved to lock these people up. You know, they're saying sick stuff to try to press my buttons. But they say it every single day. So if they live on the street and they live in a neighborhood, live in an apartment or Haskell or whatever, or Santa Fe, which they are, my building, whatever. Why, you know, I don't know these people. Okay, when I say I don't know them, it means I don't socialize with them. I don't talk to them as we speak right now. So if I don't talk to somebody, I don't socialize with somebody, I don't have no contact. But they come outside and say those things while I'm at the post office, outside near the post office. It drives me crazy. So I just got so mad that the police or the psych or some mental hospital hasn't locked these people up that I just went off. Not illegally. I was in my home and I just had to get it out. I had to talk to somebody about it because I have to stand up to nonsense. Hear homeless, crazy people on the street, whatever they're from. You know, nobody's normal talk like that or say those things. First of all, what they're saying out their mouth is criminal. What they're saying out their mouth is evil. It's not, it's sociopath talk. It's sick. It's psychosis. They have a psychosis. So I don't want to deal with no homeless people, you know, these homeless people. So I just went off, you know. So I'm a very, you know, I'm just like average, everyday life people. I'm tired of those homeless people coming over here to the post office. I'm going to the post office, and they saying all this stuff. So I had talked to the SMART team before. I guess I have to call them after we speak. SMART team is people who are in the psych ward, police, who can lock these people up. You know, I have to stand up to nonsense and insanity. you know that's not right. That's not rational what they're saying outside. Or say call law school to get a grade. You know that's illegal. It can't be no say that case. Oh, that's sick. First of all, you cannot violate confidentiality or say sick stuff. Why have, you know, I don't know. I hope that the new mayor of L.A. do something with this homeless problem. And I'm glad they passed the law with Governor Newsom to put seriously mentally ill criminals in prison. Prison or lock them up in the hospital. Because they should not be outside. I should not be bothered by this sickness. And I know what the ulterior motive from these sick, crazy people live in this building, this area where I live, and they're trying to press my buttons. They're sick in the head. I consider them dangerous to say things and stuff, and I don't even know them or talk to them. I don't know where they come from. So that's my prerogative. I just had to go off in my home. Where I can, you know, and I got angry. I did talk to the LAPD that why haven't they locked these sick, crazy people up? These people are the homeless, you know, a lot of homeless commit crimes and do crazy things. Or mentally ill people out hanging outside on the street. And they have, you know, they live in an apartment nearby, come outside, sit in a car and sit on the street. And remember what I told you about strangers. No rational person do that to a stranger. We don't do that to people we don't know. Or do know, really. That's crazy. And that's dangerous. Because if these people are doing exactly what they're saying all this stuff about peeping in my home, which is delusional. I mean, they make up stories. They do it 24/7. They say it every day, constantly, when I'm out there. They come up to me or come near me and say real loud, suppress my buttons. Or say they called my school to get, I mean, that's sick. So somebody need to lock them up. They really need to be locked up. I'm sick of listening to this. Really, I know people who are in a large city or small city have homeless people or psychotic crazies who come up to them and, you know, and say crazy things at you and you don't even know them, or say they committed a crime to press your buttons. You know that's sick, that they are sick in the head or potentially dangerous. As I said before, while most people with mental health diagnoses are not dangerous, some are. A few are. These people are it. Because when you're sick and dangerous, you get yourself in a lot of trouble. And I don't want to deal with no sickness or people making up stories about something that cannot possibly happen, or saying something that's criminally wrong, and saying something that's, or to do it to that's you know, the criminally insane need to be locked up, period. So I had to stand up to nonsense and insanity, but I had to do it legally. I stay away from people who are severely handicapped mentally. Who are not capable of understanding reality, because I can't deal with somebody who's sick, and they can be potentially dangerous. Their delusions can cause them to commit some heinous crime, like the man under some delusion stab somebody. I don't want to be hang around positive, healthy people, everyday life people. I don't want to deal with some insane person coming over here, living nearby or something, saying things that don't pertain to reality or this nonsense. Somebody should lock these people up. They did pass the CARE Act, didn't they? Let me see. The CARE Act, they got to start taking these people, whether they're from a nearby place that I talked about, Havenhurst, or the downstream Santa Cruz, they need to go to a mental hospital. They're not capable of understanding reality about boundaries. And they kept saying, which is so deranged, mind your business. They don't know how to mind their business. Of course not. They're criminally insane. They're sick. They're sick in the head. They're alcohol, drug abuse. They've been in prison before, I'm sure. They've been in trouble with the law, and they're going to get in trouble again. Why is this trial? Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I shouldn't say that. I have to be careful out of my mouth because I was so angry. Why haven't these mentally disturbed, criminally insane people haven't been locked up? That's all. They can get on their medications. They can learn the difference between right and wrong in a mental hospital or possibly a penitentiary. And then me and you could be safe. But I have to stand up to nonsense because I can't deal with no nonsense and insanity. I'm trying to stay stable myself because I learned that a long time ago. To stay stable, I have to be around stable people. Positive people, but stable people. No criminals, nobody with a severe illness who's capable of hurting people. These people are it. They are those stereotypes, unfortunately. I stay away from it. Also, report, to the police, mental health professionals, get these people the treatment they need so they can be stable. It's not fair for unstable people or people with criminal records or negative people to come around a positive person like me to try to undermine my potential. It's not fair. But I don't think they can help it. They need medication or they need to learn basic common sense behind bars or behind in a locked facility to teach them basic common sense. Because strangers don't do that to other people because I don't know these people. I don't talk to them. Of course not. I don't know them. And that in itself doesn't make sense. And I have to stand up to any nonsense. Anybody who put me down about, or put me down about anything or say negative things about my music or try to do things to hinder my dreams, that's nonsense. That should not be tolerated. That should not be tolerated. Stand up to nonsense for me is protecting myself, keep away from negativity, and don't let no one take my dreams away. But in this case, I'm dealing with nonsense. I dealt with nonsense too much. I want to deal with sanity, because I'm saying these people need to get treatment or we all going to be in trouble. Good day, good night from Dub Knight.